Chala, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Kav Chodesh v'Kav Yoshen. If you have a Kav of Chodesh and a Kav of Yoshen, we know that you're not to be mafresh from Chodesh to Yoshen or Yoshen to Chodesh. Shenoshchu zebazeh. So they're connected, they're touching each other. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yitol Mina Emtzer. Rabbi Shmuel says that what you could do is you can take from the middle, meaning the Rav explains that if you take from the part that's connecting that area, so what you're taking off is going to have part of the Yoshen and part of the Chodesh. You're going to be taking off dough, and that dough that you're taking off, since you're taking it off from the middle, both sides of this dough are going to have the two different doughs, Chodesh and Yoshen, in it. So therefore, you're not necessarily being mafresh from Chodesh to Yoshen and Yoshen to Chodesh. Rather, it's Yoshen to Yoshen and Chodesh to Chodesh, because you're getting both of them. V'chachamim oisrim, the chum aseret. The Rav explains, why is that? Because a person that sees will think that you're allowed to be tirim and meiser from Chodesh on Yoshen and Yoshen on Chodesh. Sounds like, though, that me'ikar adin, it's mutter, but it's like a problem of like marisayin, that people shouldn't think this way. And the Rav says the halacha is like the chacham. Mishnah continues, hanoitel chalam min akav. What if a person didn't have a kav and a quarter? Rather, he only had a kav, and he was mafresh chala from that kav. So you didn't have the shear of chala, but yet you're mafresh chala. So Bikiva oimer chala. Bikiva says, it's good, it is chala. Now, the Rav says on this, when Rabbi Kiva says it's chala, it's only in a case that afterwards he adds on to the dough and he makes it 1 1/4 kav, means he adds another quarter kav to this dough, because now that he has the shear of chala, retroactively, lemafreya, what he took off was the chala. And we know that you have to say this, by the way, don't just think that Rabbi Kiva holds that it's chala by itself, because Taisis Yanta brings, we know Rabbi Kiva's shita earlier, if does tame, whether or not you should call it a shame chala, so he said, al yasen a kabim. Don't pater yourself, Rabbi Kiva held, by making each thing of dough one kav each. So you see, Rabbi Kiva held that one kav is not going to be chayv in chala. So that's why the Rav had to say here that when Rabbi Kiva says that it's chala, it's only if you add on to it afterwards and have the shear. And then therefore, lemafrei, retroactively, what you took off is chala. The chachamim aimim ain a chala. But the chachamim say it's not chala. Because, like the Rav explains, at the time that you're mafresh it, the Isa was potter. It did not have a chiv chala. So what you were mafresh didn't do anything. And the Rav says the halacha is like the chachamim.